and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us from the left coast of Canada is the one and only mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how have you been?
Well, I've been well, Rob, and one of the reasons is my hockey team is doing quite well right now.
Yeah, your St. Louis Blues knocking out the Winnipeg Jets in round one of the NHL playoffs, Mickey, and right now they're up against the Dallas Stars. And because of their victory, we have no Canadian teams left in the NHL playoffs. So because of that, I'm right with you all the way. Let's go, Blues. I'd like to see the Stanley Cup in St. Louis.
Well, we've never won one, but we hope to keep playing Gloria.
Yeah, the big topic for this edition of the program, Mickey, American reliance on foreign sources for industrial metals and minerals. Mickey, we're talking about the types of countries that you really don't want to snuggle up to.
Well, that's correct, Rob. You know, the Trump administration a little bit more than a year ago came out with a list of 35 critical minerals that supply could be, let's say, in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Many of those we import 100%. Certainly all of them we import anywhere from 25 to 100%. And you look at the list of countries we're dependent on. Number one, China, for 20 of those 35 metals, minerals, and materials. Mm-hmm. The Russians, 8. South Africans, 6. And a variety of other unstable, corrupt, unfriendly countries in the world. And, you know, this can range all the way from major metals like chromium and manganese and aluminum, mm-hmm, to the specialty metals, and that's where China comes in mainly,
right,
with things like the rare earths and tungsten and antimony and a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't have a lot of demand, but critical for current lifestyles, modern day technologies, mm-hmm, and especially for U.S. defense industry.
And concerning China, Mickey, we're really focusing on the rare earths, aren't we? This has been a story that's been around for quite some time.
Well, yes. I mean, it first came to light about 10 years ago, and it has not improved. In fact, it's gotten worse over the last 10 years.
So what can be done about this, Mickey? Is the Trump administration doing anything about it?
Well, the Trump administration has done this critical minerals list and is putting in tariffs and efforts to resolve issues. But as far as the rare earths go, not a whole lot going on in the U.S. or North America, mm-hmm, or the Western world, in fact.
All right. Well, you know, there's one country, Mickey, that you know you can always depend on, and that is, of course, Canada. And that brings into the conversation, Mickey, a little-known mineral called cesium. And the dependence there is on a Canadian mining operation, and it's under threat right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Cesium is, we've talked about cesium before when we went through our periodic table of the elements, mm-hmm, but it's such a minor metal and so little used that we didn't even give it its own show. We ran in with a couple of other metals as a low-use, obscure alkali metal. So, but it is used for one critical thing in the world, and that's in deep well drilling, high-pressure, high-temperature oil drilling, and it is an essential component of that.
And right now, Mickey, that's the only real mining source in the world for this mineral getting pulled out of the ground in terms of any great significance, and it's right here in Canada.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's in eastern Manitoba near a place called Burnick Lake, which would be northeast of Winnipeg, mm-hmm, maybe 100 kilometers or so. The Tonko mine is owned by a U.S. corporation, a well-known U.S. corporation called Cabot Corporation, mm-hmm, 50 years listed on the New York Stock Exchange, a big specialty chemicals company. So the Tonko mine is essentially the world's only producer of cesium, It also produces lithium and tantalum. Mm-hmm. So, you know, two or three critical materials for modern day technologies.
Yeah. Is cesium a byproduct of the other two, Mickey? And how is it used in modern day society?
It's generally looked upon as a co-product at the Tonko mine, along with tantalum, one of the world's major sources of tantalum. It is used in small amounts, but it's very expensive. It's used in oil field drilling brines as cesium formate. You probably have heard of formic acid. If an ant bites you and it hurts, that's because it's got formic acid in its saliva. So, but they use formic acid and cesium, and they make a salty brine, and it is dense and it's low viscosity, and it allows drilling of deep, high temperature, overpressurized gas wells, prevents them from blowing out.
So, Mickey, what has you concerned about this right now? What is Cabot doing that has you a little bit on edge, perhaps? And what are you worried about right now?
Well, Cabot in late January announced that they are selling this division called Specialty Fluids. It's a company that has four divisions. It's got 45 operations in 21 countries. So it's a U.S. domicile country, but it's really a multinational company.
Right.
The Specialty Fluids division is not considered a core asset. So it only produces 1 to 2% of annual corporate earnings, about $10 million last year, and a company that had $475 million in free cash flow. They're selling it Chinese, Rob. They're selling it to a company called Sinomine, a Chinese sovereign company that's listed, publicly listed, on the Shenzhen exchange for $135 million. And so that's of concern to me because cesium, a little bit more than a year ago, was designated as one of these critical minerals.
Right.
And now a U.S. multinational corporation can sell it Chinese.
Why is this company looking to China for a buyer? Why isn't there someone here in North America that can acquire the operations?
Well, I don't really know, Rob. Here's what I do know about Cabot Corp. Most of their operations, 45 manufacturing plants in 21 countries, a significant number of those are in China. They've been in China for a long time, a very long time. They talk in their annual report about what good relations they have with the Chinese. We like to think that an American corporation would be patriotic to America's needs and wants, but it's a multinational corporation.
Okay. So
they don't really care.
Now, Mickey, I've known you for quite some time, and you're very much a free market guy. But is this one of those situations where perhaps the government should step in, get involved, and say, you're not going to sell this operation to the Chinese?
Well, I would think so. There's some complicating factors here. The Tonko mine shut down in 2015, and they've been supplying the world demand from stockpiles. Mm-hmm. And they say they've got enough, but last June, Cabot went in and bought an offtake contract from a new mine in Western Australia called the Sinclair Zone from an Aussie junior named Pioneer Resources. Mm-hmm. So that is a secondary supply in case that there's remain difficulties with production at Tonko. Basically, they were doing a development project. Since 2010, they had two or three massive cave-ins, and the USGS no longer considers that deposit to be viable, although there's a bunch of stockpiles there,
right.
How much no one seems to know. So So Cabot goes in and buys a new offtake agreement to supply pollucite, this obscure mineral that contains cesium, to meet world demand. Now they're selling it to the Chinese. To kind of get back and answer your question, there are things that the U.S. can do to prevent this. There is an organization or a committee called the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. And it's under the Trump administration or any administration, comprised of 16 people that come from things like the Department of Commerce, Department of Defense, Department of State, the USGS, et cetera, et cetera. And this committee is charged with evaluating and recommending or stopping the sale of domestic industries, specifically critical industries, to any foreign-based company in any foreign country. So, but it's a very opaque deal here. They do not publicize what they're reviewing. They do not publicize their findings, and they do not publicize any results or any actions. So this sale is supposed to come down and be finished in the early part of Q3, and we will see if the Trump administration is going to stop this or not at some point. It's so small an industry that it's flown under the radar screen. So I found out about it about 3 weeks ago. I've written on it. Now I'm going on this podcast to talk about it, trying to get the word out that this is happening. It just seems a bit wrong to me that the Trump administration would designate it a critical mineral and then potentially allow this sale to go through a year and a half later.
Well, this is a fascinating story, Mickey, that you've brought to our attention. We're going to have to keep Mercenary Musings radio listeners up to date on future programs.
Well, there's been very little news about this. I was alerted to it by a fellow analyst who's based in London, Chris Ecclestone of Halgarten Research.
Right.
And I kind of took the bull by the horns because I've written and spoken about these issues before. It's small. It's a specialty industry. It serves big multinational oil companies. It's owned now by a multinational chemical company. So from that regard, it's kind of easy to know how it went under the radar screen. You know, I found a couple of press releases about it, and I looked at Cabot's annual report, and that's about it.
And you didn't really find anything, did you, enlightening on that company's website in China?
Oh, no. I went to the company's website, Sinomine, and the last press release I saw on it was in July of 2015.
Okay, nice way to wrap it up, Mickey. We'll reconnect in about a month's time.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.